Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Burke is here. Barbara is our outstanding member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Napkin, The Monkey, and The Melon. That tells you that she's willing to have a little fun. And she is an internationally known consultant, speaker, and leader. In addition to her writing and her speaking, she helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward, especially when it comes to taking care of our customers, especially when it comes to showing to customers the human side of your business and recognizing the human side of their business that they give you. Barbara Burke, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks. Great to be here. I didn't know I was part of the Brain Trust.
You are? Awesome. Oh, of course you are. Yeah, that happened. Like I say many times, Barbara, once you show up here and you have to pass two tests. Number one, you have to be smart, and you got that one covered. Number two, you have to laugh at my jokes. And once you get to that point, we're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
I love it.
So
well,
let's talk.
Well, I'm in.
Exactly. Yeah, you're part of the in crowd. Let's talk about this toxic talk thing that you've been working on. Give us an example. When you think of toxic talk, you're not just talking about people sitting around the coffee machine, sniping or gossiping each other. You're talking about things that actually get over to the customer side.
You know, I think it really does start with an attitude. And the way my whole effort in this regard started out was a couple of months ago, I decided that, you know, this dissing customers was really a problem. And I
dissing
do a lot of training
customers.
For customers.
I mean, that's just preposterous to me.
Well, it happens. It happens. In the world that I work in, which is very, it's very telephone oriented, it's very easy for a rep to turn around after they hang up from a customer or put a customer on mute to start trashing the customer. And, you know, they think that they can get away with that and that it doesn't really show in their attitude, but indeed it does. So I really wanted to get our arms around that. So the dissing customer thing was really the thing that I wanted to address. And indeed, when I brought that up to the audience that subscribes to my Monday Ahas, I found that it was a huge problem. And I even did a survey, and they said that I think it was like 89% of the folks that responded said that it is a big problem or a growing problem.
Hmm.
And that it's not just the dissing of customers, but it's the not holding others in what I call positive regard. You know, the three P's are the core values that I talk about with my clients, and it's personal responsibility, positive regard, and proactive resolution. Hmm. And that positive regard is really key because that really shows an attitude.
One of the things that you talked about teleworkers, I mean people who talk to customers on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of stuff. I mean, they get a lot of guff from customers and from prospects. I mean, people think, not that I've ever been guilty of that myself, Barbara, but people think that when you're on the phone with somebody and you're never going to see them, you can say whatever you want to. So you have to understand somebody, you got to let a little steam off every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I think that's all right. But
you're not talking about an event. You're talking about an overall attitude, aren't you?
Right. And that's why I talk about it in terms of being toxic. It's toxic talk. It really penetrates everything that people do. And what I'm finding is that the leaders are offenders as well.
Hmm.
And something like 60% of the leaders that responded to the survey said that they tend to talk about employees in a bad way, but
right,
not so much customers. So leadership are really part of the problem.
So you're saying that toxic talk in one part of the business, let's just say internal, actually can bleed over into the external part of the business, which is when you're dealing with customers. You're saying if people have a tendency to allow the toxicity to get to customers, it probably started from within?
Absolutely. And the other thing that we found out, too, when we asked, well, what's the impact internally on on having this sort of attitude and toxic talk, there were four things that came out. One, it reduces the trust between coworkers.
Right.
Second, it adversely affects just overall morale, and I've seen this happen. Causes employee stress because, you know, you can't really trust anybody, so you're always on your guard. You don't want to be the subject of gossip. And then it reduces the employee's willingness to be fully engaged. And, you know, as you and I have talked about, engaged employees are game changers.
That's
and
right.
You're not going to be engaged if you don't have a sense of trust. And, you know, you've got people who are on the team. And that's really huge, I think.
Well, see, this is something I think a lot of people probably don't realize. I bet there are a lot of people who don't realize that the behavior that they have internally, the way they treat their employees, the way the culture of the company, the attitude, the values, the internal values of the organization, a lot of managers, a lot of owners don't realize that kind of an environment, that kind of culture, cannot be kept inside the four walls. Of inside the offices. It gets out into wherever your people go, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about, you know, signs that you're a bad boss. And one of the signs is that you yell at people. And, you know, another one is just not treating people with respect. And, you know, you've got to walk the talk. You know, this command and control attitude that leaders have sometimes is just so old school. People do not tolerate that. And so they want to be respected,
well,
especially the Gen X's and the Gen Y's.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, you know, when I was coming along, I mean, you're a lot younger than I am, Barbara, but when I was coming along, you know, you learned how to lock your heels and yes, yes, sir, no, ma'am, and you got in line, and that was just what happened. But these younger kids, they don't have heels, apparently. They don't know how to lock heels. You got to, they expect something different, and even if you might be right, even if their behavior is not good, and you need to and you have to help them, they're not going to respond to the stuff that I had to respond to.
No. And they really want to be at the table. You know, there's a great book by Daniel Pink called Drive.
Dan's an old friend of ours. Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, his book about motivation is amazing.
Yep.
And I'm really talking about how, you know, motivation 1.0 was trying to get a roof over your head. The second motivation 2.0 was really about well, money must be a motivator,
right,
which it is when you're not paid very well,
right,
back in the day. But now it's really about autonomy,
right,
and mastery.
Hold
on
to that thought, Barbara. We've got to take a quick break. Barbara Burke is our guest. And by the way, we helped Dan launch his first book way back in the last millennia. 20 after. We'll be right back with Barbara Burke. I'm Jim Blassie.
I am the one, please. Ain't that what you said?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.